What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Chutaku Podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Xavier and Alton. Like us on Facebook, I guess. Just subscribe to us on YouTube and join the Discord and pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
So, it's a sad day. Last few days. And what's going on?
I know. Heard a noise.
Okay. So, all right.
I'm gonna make sure I wasn't about to get murdered.
Oh, okay. So it's been a sad few days since Akira Toriyama passed away. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know who that is. If you don't, that's the creator of Dragon Ball. So, honestly, wasn't something I was expecting, because I didn't hear that he was sick or anything. I think it was like a sudden death, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it was anything like he was sick or battling something. And, yeah, it's sad, because that's, I mean, it's one of the OGs, you know?
He's the OG.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, he didn't, like, start manga or anime, but he is literally one of the people that you could basically say created a genre, which is just shonens. Like, all right, maybe Alton will be murdered. I had to take the headphone out and everything.
I think it might just be my cousin coming back, but
that's what you hope, right? Yeah, so, I mean, Akira Toriyama, basically the father of, like, shonen, of power manga, that's for sure. Like,
yeah, man. I mean, everyone, even if you're not an anime fan, you know what Dragon Ball Z is. Like, I mean,
yeah.
it's a classic, you know?
Yeah. I mean, your background is Dragon Ball Z. literally true. Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I had to put my DBZ shirt on to represent today. You know?
Yeah.
So it's a rough thing, man, because despite what you think about Dragon Ball Z, it inspired so many anime.
Yeah.
Like it that's just the way it is, man. Realistically,
how many people's favorite anime and manga would not exist if Dragon Ball Z wasn't a thing?
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't start with Dragon Ball. No one was doing transformations. No one was doing laser beams out of the mouths and
but
stuff.
But see, this is how it's even great. Because, I mean, you say no one's doing transformations, but, I mean, technically you did have, like, Sailor Moon. But...
Well, you know what I mean. You know, not like sailor transformations. Or like, okay. No one was doing transformations outside of like, oh my gosh, Sentai stuff. Where it's like the suit, you put the suit on, you do a suit transformation, like Power Rangers and whatnot, you know? No one was doing just like, I need my character to get stronger. It's just, you know, it's just crank it up a notch, you know what I mean? Like,
it's, yeah. I mean, despite, you know, even if you had, you know, negative opinions about Dragon Ball Z, what you can't deny is the influence it had on manga, anime, in general. Like, I mean, it was just such a inspirational thing.
Yeah. What hasn't taken inspiration and out of it. Like,
I don't know, man. But the and the proof of it is that, like, you know, all the manga who've been, you know, sharing their thoughts and words and condolences about his passing, like, all of them in one way or another said that they wouldn't be a mangaka, essentially, if it wasn't for him, which speaks volumes to his work, you know? Like, it's, I mean, the guy was a...
He's a legend.
Yeah, like, guy's a legend.
He's, you know...
Best way to put it.
Yeah, he's a legend, because it's like, realistically, I don't think any anime or manga, well, has gotten anywhere close to the level of pop culture that Dragon Ball Z is, where people who know absolutely nothing about anime, you know, if you're just like, what do you know about anime? All they know is two things, Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know absolutely nothing else, but they'll know that. Like, is it Pokemon or is it Dragon Ball? And you're just like, okay, it's neither, but like, it's encompassed everything. It's crazy, you know, and it's one of my favorite all Dragon Ball Z, easily. One of my all-time favorites, just because it's like a whole generation grew up on it. And I was one of them.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely, man. Like, I mean, it's. I mean, that was me and my older brother, like, introduction into anime, man. Like, yeah, you know, I watched Sailor Moon when it would come on in the morning.
Yeah,
but I didn't know what Sailor Moon. I thought it was a cartoon. You know, I didn't. And it's not like I watched Sailor Moon religiously. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I've ever watched Sailor Moon all the way through. Like, it's just been like, you know, I would catch it because it was come on. It's like watching, you know, it was in the lineup with like Captain Planet and, you know, some other stuff.
Heydays.
You know, Dragon Ball Z was the first like active anime that I got into because my older brother was watching it. And it was like, I guess not even Dragon Ball Z, it was Dragon Ball, really, because my older brother used to watch Dragon Ball. So, you know, grew up on watching Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z was probably the first anime I watched from start to be, you know, to end. And yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a classic, man.
Yeah.
It's a classic. And yeah, the world lost a legend.
Yep.
These past couple of days, man. And it sucks because I think he was working on another Dragon Ball Z project. And, you know, it's cool that, you know, it is sort of be like, kind of like a, you know, a gift after his passing. But at the same time, it's like, oh, man, you know, it's also his last project that he was working on. So,
yeah, it was Dragon Ball Daimai?
Yeah, Daimai. Yeah. I will say, though, it is cool that he has found sort of like a successor, if you will. The person that's been making, I forget his name. The guy that's been making Super. Dragon Ball Super, which, you know, has been received very well. You know, and I hope it continues to be received very well, because even though I know it was made by essentially a different person, he had a lot of insight on it. So, yeah, man.
All right. Daimai, they were going to redo Dragon Ball. Daimai is basically, it's like just Dragon Ball
but redone.
They're redoing it, basically. Yeah, it's, you know, it sucks, because it's like, that's one of the guys for me, like, if I got a chance to meet, it's like, I got to meet that guy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, you want to pick it. If you're any, like, fan of manga, or you write anything, or you're creative, that's like a guy you want to pick his brain and just be like, how, dude? Like, it's,
It's, yeah. And it's you know what's crazy to me is that, like, by no means is Dragon Ball Z perfect, like a perfect right. like anime or manga or whatever the case you want to be, which is also why I feel like, you know, it was so unique in its own way because it was still so popular. And it's like, yeah, you know, like I can honestly say, I feel like if Dragon Ball Z came out like around this time, it would not be nearly as possible or popular as it was back in the day. No. Because, you know, back then it was a lot simpler times. But the way you can see it started adapting, even with Super, you know what I'm saying? Like, it started adapting to tell a more, you know, plot-driven story or, you know, but also keeping the elements that people loved of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, man.
Yep.
Dude.
It's incredible. I mean... what it did just for the whole anime industry, like, realistically, anime would not be as big as it is here if Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z didn't be put on Cartoon Network, Toonami,
and
you know?
Then you gotta look at it, it was probably one of the most successful and one of the first, like, anime video games to drop as well. I mean, you know, the early Budokai Tenkaichis, bro, like, there was no other anime dropping gems like that as video games, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, Dragon Ball Z.
If they were, they'd probably be, like, Japanese exclusives.
Yeah, Japanese exclusives. You know? I mean, like, in the States. I'm talking, like, first popular one in the States that, like, I mean, there's probably some hidden gems out there, but I don't think there was any that was as popular. Because, like, I mean, I don't even think there was any. There might have been some hidden anime gems that turned into video games out there that was first, but I don't think there was any as popular until probably Naruto.
Yeah. I mean, the only anime video games that I remember being out then that weren't just like Dragon Ball Z Fighters, it would. Game Boy games?
Yeah.
You know? Like a Sailor Moon Game Boy Color game or something? Like,
Sailor Moon, yeah, I mean...
You know, but Sailor Moon wasn't going to do it for the anime industry. Nah. It wasn't going to bring it to the level that it is now, because, I mean, you know, Dragon Ball came out, and it was like, oh, man, this is cool. This kid's shooting lasers, he's flying around, whatnot, you know? Yeah, then Dragon Ball Z comes out, and you're just like, yo. Like, this is on another level.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and then I had all the VHS sagas. I had all the sagas on VHS.
Yep.
And like when you put them together, it forms like a little collage, right?
Yeah, it forms a collage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we got that. We got it. I don't think we had the VHS, but I know we got it on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
We got.
I had that Dragon VHS Ball Z.
And I remember one summer, me and Chris, we just watched all of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Like, from start to finish.
When I got the VHS, I think I watched it with my older brother. All the sagas, man.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy. We had them all.
Start to finish, bro.
I don't know what happened to them, but...
I don't know. And it's just... It's sad, you know?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, if you've been in anime for a bit, you've heard of, you know, the big three. And it's like what those have created. And you look at it now and it's just like all of these things coming out now, taking inspiration from each other that took inspiration from something else. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know. It's incredible what one person can create that basically builds an industry. And I'm not saying that obviously he was the only guy or he did it himself, but like, it, as someone who wants to create something, you want to be able to make something like that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, that things just spawn off of forever, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like It's super impressive.
Yeah, it is, you know. And I'm glad to see the amount of, you know, love and respect he's getting.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's sad times, but also it's nice to see that the, you know, the community really did love and respect him. And he's going to continue to get that love and respect and support even after his death.
Yep.
And he's, you know, like I said, he just solidified his legend status.
Yeah. I think his stuff is even in like the American History Museum. Like, I think there's an anime section with Dragon Ball stuff in it.
I wouldn't be surprised. It shaped so many childhoods here in the States that most people, you're like, oh, what's your introduction to anime? Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Z, if it's not mm-hmm. like Sailor Moon or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
it's one of those one, and I'm talking like people our age, not like
people our age.
And then because obviously the younger generations, you know, you got Naruto, mm-hmm. Bleach, One Piece, and then even newer stuff like Jujutsu Kaisen and stuff like that. But I'm talking like people our age or our brother's age.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's Dragon Ball.
Yeah. It's Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. You might have some obscure stuff out there as well.
Like Fist of the North Star or something. Yeah.
Saint Seiya, like stuff like that. Right. But 9 times out of 10, it's like Dragon Ball Z is in that conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Lost a legend.
Yeah. It's impressive. It's impressive being able to make a worldwide phenomenon. You know.
It is.
And what's upsetting about it is that, like, here, it's like the mentality is like 2D will never be anything like big, you know? Everything's like 3D CGI kind of animation. And it's like, look at this 2D property that's still, you know what I'm saying, is transcending and like taking over everything. Like, impressive. Love the guy. Love what he created. Created one of my favorite characters of all time. It's Gohan. Oh man. Oh boy.
Okay.
And here's the thing, you know what I'm happy about? Not only is that that Gohan was like one of his favorite characters, but that he redeemed my man before he passed away. So I'm happy about that. We got Gohan Beast standing shoulder to shoulder with Blue. I don't know about Ultra Instinct, but you know, in my mind, I like to think he's with him, but I don't know, you know. So I'm happy about that he got his redemption before, you know? Like, yeah, and that was the last movie he did.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was a success.
Dude.
Got me to spend a crap ton of money on a Gohan Beast resin figure.
Oh, okay, man.
Yeah, man. It's like $700. Completely worth it. It's if you want to see that video, it's on the YouTube. It's huge. It's big. It was so worth it. Beautiful. Love it. Love the guy.
You have it there at your apartment?
No.
Is it back home?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Surrounded by bombs. So don't even think about it.
No, it's not. No,
it is surrounded by booby traps.
Might need to take a little trip to Florida.
And nuclear warheads.
What's up? Man. Like, what are you doing here? Oh, Xavier just sent me to pick up something.
He wanted me to bring it to him. Just run out. Yeah, it's on there, man.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Man. Classic.
Classic.
I mean, just from the simple fact that he had me as a kid trying to go Super Saiyan.
Oh, yeah. What? Bro, what little boy wasn't on the schoolyard being like, watch this. I'm about to go Super Saiyan. You know what I'm saying? Or like, you're playing a sport, but you need like more power or something.
Bro, what anime you know? And I mean, yeah, these are definitely a lot more classic anime, but like, you know, had you sitting in the living room holding your hands up trying to give Goku energy, dog. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Sending your energy to Goku.
Yep.
You know, for his spirit bomb.
Yep. I was invested, dude. So invested in everything that happened in that show. Mm-hmm. Like, you're part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know. Like, that was one of like the incredible things about Dragon Ball Z. Maybe it was because we were kids, but like, you know, I never. When Dragon Ball Z was on Toonami, so were things like Yu Hakusho and Gundam, Zoids, Rurouni Kenshin. You know what I'm saying? But like, I would watch those and I'd be like, oh man, these are incredible. But you never felt like a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for some reason, Dragon Ball Z just hit some part of you that was like, you're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can be Goku. You know? Never did I ever feel like I could be Yusuke Urameshi. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't feel like I could shoot a spirit gun. I wanted to. But listen, bro, if I tried hard enough, I could go Super Saiyan. I could shoot a Kamehameha. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it was about it that just made you feel like you were a character with them. You were a Z fighter. You're the weakest one. But you were a Z fighter. You know? Nothing else has. Not even at that age. Nothing else that I can remember has made me feel like that. Other than like Power Rangers. You know?
Yeah. I would say Power Rangers is the only other thing that had me like.
Yeah.
Invested.
Yeah.
But
like, you just, dog, give me a morpher, dude. And you'll see what I can do, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was it.
That was it?
That was it.
That was it, man. So rest in peace to the legend.
Yep. The legend himself. Akira Toriyama. We know he's already in museums out there, but now he's probably going to get like his own dedicated super museum. Shoot. He's part of Shonen Jump, right? Is that where Dragon Ball Super is? I don't know if they do, like, statues like the Lakers do and stuff, but they should give that man a statue.
I wouldn't be surprised if they give him a statue. Like, I would not be surprised at all.
Give him a statue with him, like, on a Nimbus, Shenron in the back.
I don't know if they'll go that far, but
that's how far I would go.
But
he's riding on Nimbus with Shenron. Or maybe you just have him riding on Shenron.
Yeah, just like this. Give him something just like this.
Yeah, have him sitting on Shenron's head like that. Oh man,
that's gonna be. It's gonna be.
Yeah, and now I feel like I have to do like a Dragon Ball whole like series watch through, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I gotta watch it again, dog.
Oh, you're always just wait for Daima. What is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Daima.
Might as well. Just wait for Daima and then watch Dragon Ball Z again.
Mm-hmm.
Just relive the glory of it.
Yeah. You have to, man.
Right? So good.
It is.
So good. I mean, aside from Spider-Man, Dragon Ball characters, Dragon Ball Z characters, Dragon Ball Super characters, they're the ones you're seeing the most at cons outside of Spider-Man. Why Spider-Man's so popular at cons? I don't know. Maybe it's because it's simple and cheap, you know? But like,
yeah.
Like, we planned on doing a cosplay from Dragon Ball Z.
Did we?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Nah, man.
Oh, okay. Oh. Talked about it before, but all right.
Well, what are you going to do?
Guess it would just be me.
I guess so.
Yeah, bro, where's your costume? What? Man, check your text. Oh. Should have reminded me. It was yesterday I sent that.
Hey. Yeah. I'll be that quick to forget.
Yeah, so. Fantastic creator. Fantastic series. Loved it. It's great. Shocking surprise, but.
Shocking surprise indeed, man. But. So is life.
Yeah, so is life. Super thankful, though, for the series. What it's done for our lives, obviously. I mean, neither of us would be here without Dragon Ball. You think you would have been, like, a stalwart anime fan if that first one didn't grab you?
Maybe.
I feel like
because my thing with Dragon Ball Z for me personally, because I was so young when it was coming out, it like I still didn't know it was technically anime. Like
right.
I didn't really know what anime was until Naruto. Like that's when I like it clicked in my head. Like, okay, this is anime, you know what I'm saying? Like
it's Dragon not Ball just Z a cartoon.
But I give credit, I give credit to Dragon Ball Z because, you know, it is an anime and it's technically the first one I started with. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't think I would have gave, without Dragon Ball Z, I don't think I would have gave anime a fair shot until a lot later in life, I think you can say.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know, because I saw the similarities between Naruto and Dragon Ball Z. I was like, oh man, like super heavy into Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
That's what kind of pushed me into watching Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and then when I learned what Dragon Ball Z was or what anime was in general, I was like, okay, I had a much bigger appreciation and respect for Dragon Ball Z. I was like, okay, man, like that's what this is. This is anime. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, so yeah, I wouldn't say, I don't think that without Dragon Ball Z, I wouldn't be an anime fan. I think it would have just took me a lot longer to, if I didn't enjoy Dragon Ball Z or didn't have Dragon Ball Z, it would have took me a lot longer to discover what anime was, I think.
Right. And that you're a fan of it.
Yeah. So
For me, I don't think I would be, because I think for me, everything kind of like rolled over into the next thing, you know? So like, the first anime I ever watched was Mazinger Z. It was a VHS tape that my uncle had. And I was like, this is like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know what I mean? And then, you know, Dragon Ball Z came out. Well, Dragon Ball, and then turned into Dragon Ball Z on Toonami. And I was like, oh my God, like this is incredible. But then that rolled over, you know, into Gundam and into Zoids, into Roroni, into Yu Yu Hakusho, into Naruto. You know what I'm saying? Like everything just like rolled into the next thing. And I don't think if I had seen and really like got hooked on Dragon Ball Z, because, you know, on Toonami it would be like, oh, stay right there. You know, we're coming right back with Dragon Ball Z. And then blah, blah, blah. And you were just like, they would show like a clip from it and you're like, this Bleach thing looks pretty cool. You know what I mean? If that didn't like, I don't know. maybe it would have been like a while. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a while before I was just like, eh, what is this? Cartoons, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. Love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's fantastic. We're here now.
Yeah. We here now.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Akira Toriyama.
For everything that you've done, sir.
Thank you, Sensei Toriyama. Yeah. Let us know how much you love Dragon Ball Z. Let us know what it did for you. How many times you tried to become Super Saiyan. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not you succeeded. How many spirit balls you tried to launch and how many Kamehamehas you tried to throw at people.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. It was fantastic. Great series. Love it. Wish there was more, but I'm happy with what we got.
Exactly. Yep.
So, other than that, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Join the Discord. Pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, we will see all of you in the next one.
Until next time, guys.